you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Andy Klein and Amy Nicholson. First up, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Amy.
Oh, Larry, it's going to surprise you that Ethan Hunt goes rogue and a bunch of crazy stunts happen. This movie is so great. Whenever Tom Cruise is in motion, running, flailing, screaming, leaping, taking great risks. And then every time people have to talk about what's actually happening in this film, everything slows to a crawl and you're like, I can't even believe the camera got so inert. As Mission Impossible goes, I like this one a lot, to be honest. And I really was happy. I would have been happy just rolling right into the sequel when it was done, even though I think I rolled my eyes even more than Tom Cruise rolls cars in this film.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1's rated PG-13. It's in select theaters on Monday, expands to wide release next Wednesday. The comedic drama Biosphere stars Sterling K. Brown and Mark Duplass. Duplass co-wrote the screenplay with his director Mel Eslin. Andy?
Two best friends who are probably responsible for the destruction of all humanity are the only survivors in this biosphere and have to adapt in ways that you don't see coming. It's quite funny, and it also has just two really fine performances.
Biosphere is unrated. It's at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema and Landmark's New Art Theater in West L.A. Joyride, a comedy starring Stephanie Hsu, Ashley Park, Sherry Cola, and Sabrina Wu, directed by Adele Lim. Amy?
Yeah, this is a very fun, pretty raunchy road trip comedy with four friends who are just rampaging through China. It's produced by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, so it does have a little bit of that stamp of, you know, big formulaic comedy. You got the wacky one, you got the uptight one, you got the one who's the slacker. But these four actresses just absolutely go for it. And the movie is fun, 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 fun. Even if the lead character in the drama we're supposed to care about is a little bit inert.
Joyride is rated R. It's in wide release. And finally this week, the documentary Once Upon a Time in Uganda. Andy?
An American discovers Uganda cinema, the one director in a slum in Uganda who has made 40 films in 11 years on budgets of $200. And this is a film for anybody who loves the love of movies. It's just amazing seeing what these people with no resources can do and how they are eventually somewhat embraced in the greater world.
Once Upon a Time in Uganda is unrated. It's directed by Catherine Schubeck. It's at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in downtown L.A. before expanding next week to more theaters. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a wonderful weekend from all of us at Film Week.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.